Our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
It's K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Subject for discussion is titled An Introduction to Success. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, this book of the law, don't let it depart from you. Meditate upon it day and night. Be careful to do what it says. And then and only then shall you make your way prosper. And then and only then shall you find good success. So we've been talking about success. It's a series of teaching. First, we start out defining what is success. And then we talk about five basic elements of success. We gave you the list last Sunday. Number one, you got to have a vision. Number two, you need wisdom of God. Number three, you need discipline. Good vision without discipline to execute it will fail. Number four, you need to be diligent. You have to go at it. And finally, you need favor. Because without God, we can do nothing. We need the favor of God. So what we have been doing is to take each of these elements one by one. And we've been talking about it. Last Sunday, we talked about vision. This Sunday, guess what we're going to talk about? Wisdom. Amen? All minds clear? Please permit me to start out by giving you a little American history that will help us to appreciate what we're talking about. There are different ages in every nation's life. Christian age. These are different periods of our nation's life. So you have to understand the age we are in right now. We are in information age. And we have so much information that we even know how to do or work with it. You can get just about anything you want to know now. All you need to do is just Google it. If you want to know who does what, just Google it. If you want to know where people are, just Google it. You want to know how to fix something, just Google it. The other day, a garage door broke. A garage door won't open. So one of my daughters said, Daddy, all you need to do is just Google it. And sure enough, I Googled how to fix a garage door, and it was right there. Information is, we have information. If you want to know what people are doing in their bedroom, just Google it. What am I trying to tell you? There are no more secrets. There are no more privacies. Amen? But the problem is that we have a lot of information. But what we don't have is wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, my assignment today is to teach you and me on how we can have wisdom of God. First of all, we have to define what is wisdom. I always like to keep things simple around here. Wisdom, brothers and sisters, is your ability to see things as God sees. Until you can see it as God sees it, you don't have wisdom. Wisdom is also the ability to do it, to do what you see in God according to God's principle. Many people can see what God sees, but they do it differently, and it fails. And many people, they only see things the way they think. They always talk about, this is what I think about it. Every now and then I tell people, I say, I don't care what you think. Sometimes you offend them, but it's just true. I want to know what God said about it. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can see things as God sees it, and if you can act upon it, according to the principles that are set up in the Word of God, then you become a man or woman of wisdom. In other words, wisdom is the Word of God applied. Not the words of men, the Word of God. When you put the Word of God into action, you are a man or woman of wisdom. Please take note in the text today, the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. I can stop there and preach because many of you have been to school, and in order to graduate, whether it's elementary or high school or college, there are some principal courses. There are some principal class. If you don't pass those class, you will never graduate. You will be grounded in the same level until you pass those principal. Here God is saying there's a lot of things in the Bible, but when it comes to wisdom, it is principle. In other words, you won't make it without this one. That's why the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. Get it. You have to go after it. Amen? Please permit me to tell you there are four kinds of wisdom identified in the Word of God. How many? Open your Bible to the book of James, chapter 3, verse 15. Because we need to study the Word of God. James, chapter 3, verse 15, begin to identify different kinds of wisdom. If if you look at that verse, what's the first kind of wisdom? Earthly wisdom. Is that in your Bible? Make sure it's there. The second kind of wisdom identified by God is what we call sensual wisdom. Is that in your Bible? Say amen. Amen. The third kind of wisdom identified in that verse is what we call diabolical wisdom. Make sure it's in the Bible. And then the final kind of wisdom is in verse 17. The Bible calls it the wisdom that comes from above. Four different kinds of wisdom. I'm not going to assume that you understand what you are reading. That's why the Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher? So let's go through each of those wisdom one by one. What do we mean when we talk about earthly wisdom? We're talking about common sense. Common sense. Everybody, God has blessed you with common sense. God never made anyone with no sense. The only problem is we don't use our senses. Tell your neighbor he's talking about you. Don't get offended. Thank God for common sense. He blessed everybody with common sense. Think about it. I couldn't think on how to illustrate it this morning. I told the people, when a baby is born and Sister Grace is trying to breastfeed that baby is not going to put that food on his head. I wonder where he learned that from. He didn't go to any university. But God built in that baby common sense. He knows that food is going to the mouth. And it's going to suck on it. Mm-hmm. What a preacher. Ladies and gentlemen, likewise, if a baby is learning to walk, that baby is not going to be hopping. No. That baby knows one step at a time. What university did he go to London? No. We are all born with inherent common sense ability. The world is in problem today because people refuse to use their common sense. Tell your neighbor, use what you got. I like it when you all help me to preach. Now, the second kind of senses that you just read in the Word of God, James chapter 3, verse 15, is what we call sensual sense. Sensual wisdom. That is intellectual wisdom. That's what you get for getting education. That is why I encourage everybody, go to school. I don't care if you have to get it online. I don't care if you are 80 years old, you can still go back to school. God is my witness. Everybody in my house are still going to school, including me. Because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Sensual wisdom is intellectual wisdom. There is no week in my life that I'm not in school learning how to be a better pastor, learning how to lead people, learning how to move the community, learning how to run my house. When you stop learning, you stop dying. Sensual wisdom is intellectual wisdom. Education is very important. One of the trick of the enemy is to keep everybody dumbed down. One of my struggles in this community is that a lot of minority pastors, they just tell them, you sit there, you shut up, you go this way, this is how you're going to vote, this is what you're going to tell your people. It's because of lack of knowledge. You cannot afford not to get sensual wisdom. And it's not just about making money. You educate your mind so that you can stand, so that you can think for yourself, so that you don't have to depend on somebody to think for you, so that you can stand toe to toe and speak your mind when you want to. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things I thank God for in this church is that a lot of people are educated. In fact, to be honest with you, this is probably a box of educated church. Most of my preachers are educated, in case you don't know. My musicians, I mean, you turn to any department. Because we value sensual wisdom. The problem with God, ladies and gentlemen, is that that's my secretary there. She's still going to school. That's that young lady. One day she came to me. I said, revalue yourself. You know, you're going to be secretary for the rest of your life. Go back to school. You can even be going to school while you work. I don't mean to pick on her. That's what she's doing now. You'll be amazed. You can revalue this how much you work now. Bring it up. Ooh, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank God that people are moving that direction. Many of your children, they will write to me and say, keep on teaching it. Don't back down. One young lady, young man over there in ULM Lafayette, he literally made me cry. He said, I dropped out. But this is what you see. This is what I heard. I went back. Many of my preachers, locally, they're going to school. On the internet, I mean, we are producing doctors in this. I love it. Because when you know, ain't nobody can ride your back when you know. Ladies and gentlemen, but don't start with sensual wisdom. Because the problem we got in the world today is a lot of educated fools. Don't look at your neighbor. You're going to tell the truth. It don't do any good if you have all the degrees, but you ain't got no sense. Amen. And if that applies, you just say, ouch. Ladies and gentlemen, I know a lot of educated people that are making a complete wreck of their life. A complete fool of themselves. And I'm not going to lie to you. Education will not teach you common sense. I was sharing with my church this morning, one of the worst things that can ever happen to people is people having all this education. One president that we have in this country is actually a Rhodes Scholar. Brilliant mind. And then doing some dumb things. He got the mind, he got the education, got the sensual wisdom. What he lacked is earthly wisdom, common sense. Ladies and gentlemen, if in my own life I was sharing with my folks, one of the hardest things to say no to my own self. Of what good if you have all these degrees, but you cannot say no to what your flesh wants to do? Hello? Some people are so educated. I met one medical doctor one time. He's having lung disease. I said, I can't believe this happened to you. He said, no, because I smoke a lot. How are you going to be a medical doctor and you can't even conquer a little creature called cigarette? He got the education all right. No common sense. Are you all still here this morning? Ladies and gentlemen, that is why you're educated, but you want to do it. You want to go on a date with that woman. Don't look at your neighbor. There are some sisters right now, they can't even come to church and still, they hard all the time. You want to be with that man. So, all the cologne, just jumping all over. First we say let's pray, they close one eye because they hear some feet. Ooh. I'm not going to lie to you. There are things that I've done in my own life that I say, man, how on earth could I have done this? I would not have been there if I only learned to say no to myself. I would not have acted a fool if I know how to say no to myself. I believe I'd be much richer today if I learned to say no to myself. I would have been more blessed today if I learned to say no to myself. I say, it's amazing, it's easier for me to say no to you than to say no to me. That me in you, oh, somebody needs to preach that someday. The me in me. Ladies and gentlemen, what am I trying to tell you? Sexual wisdom is good. Intellectualism is good, but that will not give you all you need in life. Amen, somebody. We need something else. The Bible talks also about diabolic wisdom. We have that in our community. As many of you are still suffering from that bondage. You're part of all this lodge, House of Esther, House of David, House of Rebecca. What Rebecca? Please. Hey, don't turn me off. You know God sent me here. You join that lodge, that man, you want to serve in the deacon and you belong to the Lord. The Bible call it diabolical wisdom. And the Bible say it will all come to naught. Amen. You know, some of my children even joined some fraternity stuff. I never will forget. I told my children, I say, children, listen to daddy. There is a better wisdom. Where we want to network with people. We want to be able to socialize. We want to do this. And they be giving each other sign. I'll be watching them see. One day, true story, my wife even got on my case. One of our children got into it, and I'm not going to mention no name, but true story. So then, and so Joshua Jr., he went all through all that. And then he stand, and then he pledged, and then they're going to install them or whatever mess they do. So bless God. And I didn't say anything. I say, this is the rule in this house. Everybody's going to be educated here. The day your grade go down, I will be your nightmare. You will regret you have a father named Joshua Dara. That's the rule. They know it. So, you want to be at peace with me? Just keep your education going, and you can join whatever you want to join. So they were going to go pledge or whatever they do. So my wife said, oh, we're parents. We got to go support. I said, no, we don't. So she kept nagging about it. She kept nagging. I said, okay, whatever. All right. I'll go. So we drove all the way to Baton Rouge. And God fixed it so good. That day was so cold. It was so cold. And then they had that thing in open field. So we got there. Everybody was gathered there. And my wife was shivering. I said, don't look at me now. Enjoy the show. Then she said, please give me your jacket. I said, oh, hey. No. You told me to come here. I told you I ain't coming. Now you call. The Holy Ghost there with me. The Holy Ghost give her your jacket. Now she got my jacket. I'm the innocent one. Now I'm cold. No protection. I'm saying, Holy Spirit, that's not fair. They say, no, you the husband, give her your jacket. Well, bless God. So I'm now cold. And then they start their show. Boom, boom, boom. They have some young ladies. They said the sister or whatever they call it. So they put on the show. They start dancing. Boom, boom. So I start dancing too. I gotta keep warm for God's sake. Now my wife was all upset with me. That's despicable. I said, oh no, it's not. Oh, glory. It's all diabolical wisdom. If we only take you so far, it won't carry you at the end of the day. There is a better kind of wisdom. It's called wisdom that comes from above. That's what you need. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have this kind of wisdom, you begin to stand out among your peers. When you have this kind of wisdom, you'll be having what we call sweatless victory. When you have this kind of wisdom, you begin to see the hand of God. The Bible said the fear of God is the beginning of this wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, this kind of wisdom is what you and I need. Far above diabolical wisdom, far above sensual wisdom, far above earthly wisdom. Let's look at it in the first book of Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at verse 6 through verse 7. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul said we speak wisdom. And that wisdom we speak is perfect. Hallelujah. But Paul continued to say, but there are other kinds of wisdom. He mentioned earthly wisdom. He mentioned wisdom that comes from the prince of this world. He said all of that kind of wisdom will come to naught. In other words, will come to nothing. He said, but we speak wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God is a mystery. It's a hidden wisdom. It comes from above. He said this kind of wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, it is something that God ordained for your glory. Ladies and gentlemen, it means glory is hidden in the wisdom of God. We all want glory in our life, but it is hidden in wisdom that comes from above. The Bible is full of examples of people that have this kind of wisdom. Remember Joseph? Joseph was a slave, but they turned over the whole nation into his hand. How can a slave end up running the treasury? Because he has wisdom of God. Pharaoh said, you have wisdom that is better than anybody. In fact, he called the wisdom in Joseph, he said, he is like God. That's a level of wisdom that will make you stand out. Ladies and gentlemen, you remember Solomon. He had this kind of wisdom. God, by the way, oh Jesus, thank you. How you get there? The reason why God asked Solomon to ask for anything is because Solomon was a giver. The reason why God blessed Noah made an offering on the altar, it was sweet aroma to The way you attract God is you're going to please God. He is a reward of them. Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, Solomon was so wise in God that the Bible says he's wiser than any king in the nation. All over the world, no king, no leader was as wise as Solomon. They come to him. Kings of nations come to hear the wisdom of Solomon. They will travel and they will bring all kinds of gifts. Amen. I'm walking in that anointing right now. God is my witness. Somebody walked to me the other day, gave me $10,000. See, I've never seen this kind of wisdom. It belongs to every one of you. Every one of you. God is no respecter of person. I was hanging around with one of my son the other day in the Lord. He said, Dad, you know, I was going to the store to buy me, I forgot what kind of shirt to talk about. His polo shirt. And he said, the Lord told me, no, don't, you need wisdom. Don't give that money to the preacher. This thing, religion is not what we need. We've tried that. It don't work. We need wisdom that comes from above. Look at Daniel. The Bible says he was 10 times better than everybody else in his class.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org. or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
When I look up toward heaven, it reminds me what the word of the Lord says. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That lets me know when I get out of here, I got somewhere else to go. Years ago, my mommy and my dad sung an old song. It went like this. It says, there's a lift in this old building. Yeah, my soul is God.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Play it, Tracy.
afraid of messing things up. I try to dim my light, trying to make others feel right. But now I'm not afraid of standing up alone. I'm only worried about what's best for my soul. That's why I'm singing.
my future, hold a daily sustainer, past redeemer forever and ever and ever.
God told me to tell you to make a change. Look ahead.